So today I'm going to be talking about the time that I got lost in Lijiang, China. And so during my sophomore year winter term, I participated in the Flying Dragon winter term that went to around 7 different cities in China. And Lijiang was probably one of my favorite and most memorable times during my J term because of what happened. So Lijiang is more towards the southern part of China, and it was definitely very removed, like off the beaten path. And the streets were extremely narrow, very windy. And during the entire winter term, both of our professors that went with us spoke fluent Mandarin and grew up in China. And we were pretty much together as an Elon group with our professors the entire time. So Lijiang was probably more near the middle of the trip. And one night after dinner, a group of around 4 of us ventured off and to go shopping and get some souvenirs. And we got lost. We couldn't find our way back to the hotel. And
did you guys have like cell phone reception or like?
Yeah, nobody had cell phone reception. There was no Wi-Fi. Nobody spoke English at all. So we just went to different storefronts trying to show them we had a card of our hotel name and the address, and nobody really knew where it was. They would just point different directions. So we were really freaking out, and at this point it was very dark, and like I said, the streets were very narrow and windy, and we ended up going down different alleyways, and it was very scary.
Is it like safe to walk around in Lijiang at night, or?
It was pretty safe. It was definitely like not, like I said, it's not like a big city like Shanghai or anything. So it's like, it was a little scary, but after probably an hour or so, we somehow made it back to our hotel. And this experience just shaped me a lot, and gave me a lot more confidence, for the rest of the trip in China, as well as different times abroad, knowing that I could find my way if need be, especially in a place that spoke no English.
And you feel like getting lost sometimes, though, is like kind of like the key to like going abroad and like having to like navigate on your own,
yeah,
as opposed to,
yeah,
you know, going to Elon, like it's pretty impossible, like ever, like not know where,
yeah,
you are, and
yeah,
understand like, yeah, where you are in like relation to where you live. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It really like gave me that confidence to, you know, understand more of the outside world, and to also prove to me that not everywhere is gonna know and understand English. And it gave me that reality check that I need to know where I'm. A better sense of where I'm going.
Did you guys like ask questions like while you were walking around, like trying, yeah, to like, get people's attention?
Yeah, and they really just didn't understand what we were saying. So yes, it was very scary overall, but it really shaped my abroad experience.